It's been a busy week for soldiers that make up the 1st Stryker Brigade Combat Team, 25th Infantry Division. SKUAC's Emily Schwing reports the soldiers yesterday celebrated their return from Afghanistan after a year-long deployment.
The Army Band played music as the Stryker Brigade soldiers lined the runway at Ladd Army Airfield on Fort Wainwright to recognize a change in command.
Today I am the luckiest man alive. I was truly blessed to have commanded this brigade and want to thank all of you.
That's Colonel Todd Wood. After commending the brigade on a mission accomplished, he officially signed off.
Strike first, strike hard. Arctic Wolves, Arctic Tough. Wolf 6 signing off the net. Wolf 6 out.
Wood passed the colors to Colonel Brian Reed, who says he looks forward to commanding the only brigade of its kind.
There's only one Arctic-based brigade in the United States Army, and that's us. So we're going to embrace that mission. In addition to being a Stryker Brigade combat team, we're also an Arctic base brigade, so there's some skills that go along with it that we need to be masters of, so we can do whatever we're asked to do.
The change in command was part of a larger redeployment ceremony. Governor Sean Parnell was on hand to deliver the keynote address.
Welcome back to the Golden Heart City of Alaska. Today, it is summer in Alaska, the land of the free, because you make this the home of the brave.
More than 4,000 soldiers lined the runway of the airfield. There's no word on when or where the brigade will be deployed next. For now, their new commander says they deserve some well-earned time off. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.